Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. 19th April 2020. This metacast is primarily driven by documenting some specs and workflow to be consistent in putting together future episodes. I'm interested in opinions on the 48 kHz to 44.1 kHz divide that I'm crossing too. I promise not to do too many metacasts, blame them on coronavirus cabin fever. My dad, Adam, worked in broadcast TV. The difference between the vibrant images on studio monitors at work and the anemic images on TV at home was a shock. Now I can relatively easily achieve technical audio broadcast master gamut, e.g. BBC Radio at 16-bit linear PCM with 48 kHz sampling, in the comfort of my own home. The 48 kHz Alliance says that all audio production and distribution should go 48 kHz. It's not about the slight superior audible quality of 48 kHz, it's about being compatible with the video world. There are advanced parts of the BBC Radio spec that I don't yet know how to achieve, such as LUFS, but most of the rest of it I can, and it will tickle me to do so. My shiny new Blue Yeti mic supports 48 kHz, i.e. 48 kSPS or kilo samples per second. I can't hear any particular difference sampling at the two speeds, and I wouldn't expect to. Moving to 48 kSPS sampling will expand the FLAC master copy by a little under 10%, but the MP3 files are being limited by output bitrate anyway, so shouldn't see any significant change. There were reports a few years ago of some MP3 players not coping with anything other than 44.1 kSPS, but there doesn't seem to be anything recent, so it's likely not a significant issue now. Thus I see no reason not to do most or all future episodes at 48 kSPS, and so I have set Audacity's default project rate to that as a start. It occurs to me that if I record an episode away from home, on the MBA's built-in mic, I could consider dropping the sample rate back to 44.1 kSPS to save a bit of space, given that the extra texture just isn't there to capture. But that seems like a faff. I'll see. In the episodes page, I have a how-to for the key elements of the workflow to prepare and publish an episode. At a slightly less nitty-gritty level, should the podcast have standard bookends, i.e. intro and exit, outro or coda, words and even jingle or signature music. Having canned intro and outro may make for a more consistent presentation. They may not actually save production time, as something now has to be imported into the piece rather than just being said. This also risks making things feel a little less organic and a little more robotic and over-professionalised. Still, no harm in laying down a couple to try now. A version of the sign-off used since the podcast start, Blue Yeti mic, 48 kSPS. There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk. Until now, each intro has had some slight variation, sometimes with a small joke embedded, coronacast, diarycast, metacast, and the date. Maybe a completely standard intro which can be followed by a date would be good. Here's the new intro used on this episode, 48 kSPS and Blue Yeti. Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. I expect to add new, better versions of these intros and outros and switch to them. I may also flip between a small set of them to give episodes a little more variety and to reduce repetition blindness. More material will be added to this episode's page after it goes live, such as new intros and outros and updated workflow. There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk.